ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question which is very important and very significant, and a lot of people ask it. That question is related to the general topic of backbiting. In some of our previous sessions, we talked about the meaning of backbiting and also the people who are we are prohibited from backbiting, and the people who we with respect to whom we may backbite. Today, we're going to be talking about the penance for backbiting, meaning how to make up for the case where we may have backbited someone. As you know, backbiting is one of the major sins, one of the grave sins. It has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and it has been reprimanded in a very severe way. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty compares backbiting to eating the flesh of a person's dead brother. He says, "And do not backbite one another. Will any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all clement, all merciful." Right, so definitely backbiting is something that is bad. In fact, in one hadith of the Holy Prophet, we read, "On the night that I was taken on my night journey to the heavens, I passed by a group of people scratching their own faces with their nails. So I asked, 'O Gabriel, who are these people?' So he replied, 'These are people who backbite about other people and disparage their reputations.'" So backbiting is definitely haram. But what happens if we do backbite somebody? Is there a way of making it up? Because as you know, backbiting is, when we backbite somebody, we are actually trampling upon the rights of another human being. It is his right that we do not backbite him and that we protect his reputation. By backbiting, we are, you know, denying him this right. So therefore, simply by repenting from and asking God forgiveness, if we do this, just because we do this doesn't mean that we will be forgiven in the hereafter for this sin. Because as you know, with respect to the rights of others, it's necessary to ask that person for forgiveness, and also if he wishes for us to, you know, make it up in some way, before God can forgive us. So what should we do? Well, as they say, it's necessary for you to go and ask forgiveness for the person and, you know, seek penance from him. But what happens if the person isn't there? Or if by asking him for forgiveness, we might make the matter even worse? In this case, certain solutions have been proposed. Of course, which have been taken from the hadith. By way of example, in one hadith, it's been mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was asked about the penance for backbiting, to which he replied, "You must seek Allah's forgiveness on behalf of the one you have talked about every time you remember him." If you backbite somebody, when you remember that person later on, you should ask God for his forgiveness. On his behalf, you should ask for forgiveness. And the Prophet also said, when one of you backbites about his fellow brother, he must seek forgiveness from Allah, for that is penance for it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the penance for backbiting in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.